There's always a rumor that, you know, the Chinese are buying every company, and it's a meaningless kind of meaningless rumor.
Wow, what a difference 8 months makes, huh? Welcome into the Aero News special feature, and thanks for downloading us today. Yesterday, a story we'd anticipated for some time was finally confirmed. Cirrus Aircraft has been sold to Kega, the Chinese Aviation Industry General Aircraft Company Limited. The deal is expected to close this summer, pending regulatory approvals. This news, coming at a time when depositors in the delayed SF-50 jet program are starting to gather in the snowy streets of Duluth with torches and pitchforks, is likely to raise interest in what has been officially stated by the company. Last summer, the denial you heard at the start of this feature came from Cirrus CEO Brent Wouters in an interview with ANN Editor-in-Chief Jim Campbell. We're going to replay you portions of that interview as background on the story today. First, dude, where's your jet?
Well, we've said repeatedly, 2010 was about raising capital to get the jet going at a faster pace. First of all, we are making progress on the jet. We've said it. We've demonstrated it. We're showing it by our actions. We're out flying the jet. We certainly have people at computers doing the detailed design, not as many people as we would like, and certainly at a slower spend rate and a slower rate, you know, progress rate than we would like. But we are getting the jet done, and we are making improvements. How are we going to get there? The when are we going to get there is, as I've always said, is a function of money. So how are we going to get the money? We're out raising capital this year, but it all depends on our strong performance as an entity. You know, the jet takes an entire company to perform. It's not just an R&D project. It takes engineers, and it takes manufacturing engineers. It takes people that understand training to get it done. It takes people who are actually building airplanes and understanding the problems associated with those airplanes to design it properly. You can't design it in a vacuum and then expect to be able to build it later on. It doesn't work that way. And that's why we've folded the jet into the whole company. It's why it's our number one priority, and it's why we're working day in and day out with all people throughout the entire organization, including marketing people who have to understand what's the message, what's the benefit. We're looking at, you know, the detailed technical side of it, as well as the manufacturability and the marketability and the sales side of it. It takes all of those components early on in the process to make it successful. And, so it's all of these people, it is our number one priority as an organization, and that's what we're working on. And it's our number one priority to find additional funding to go at a faster rate. But the additional funding, ironically, having gone through the program three times now in extreme detail, now the engineering team is saying we can do it better, cheaper, faster. We can do it with fewer dollars. We can do it on a pretty good time frame. Faster is not entirely true, because we've got to get, there's certain things like flight test and the detailed design and the tooling build and the conformity that will take a certain amount of time. But certainly less expensively. We don't have to spend money. We can do it more expeditiously and less expensively, more efficiently. And ironically, as a result, we need fewer dollars from outside, because our business will generate free cash flow, and meaningfully so, in the latter part of 2010 and into 2011. And so our cash flow projections help us understand, hey, we're going to be able to do more of this ourselves, and we're going to find, and because of our performance this year, we're going to be able to have access to more capital externally. And so our focus is, we have to perform in the business that we run today, and we have to perform well, including financial performance, to have access to capital. Meanwhile, our team is working on doing what they can within the dollars that we are spending, which are meaningful, to get this program moved forward. So when is a function of how much free cash flow I have and how strength of my performance, so that we can finance it through other means. And right now, that plan is very much on track.
Okay. Well, let me be a bit more targeted in the question then. If it's all about the cash and all about the, you know, the financials, when would you expect that process? You mentioned 2010 being the year. Will we see an announcement or some kind of confirmation that process is quasi-complete by Oshkosh, by MBAA, by AOPA?
No, we've kind of said in 2010, but also what we're doing through that process. So would I expect to make a big announcement over we have, you know, X dollars of funding? I would think that, you know, if it comes about that way, there's still a lot of questions about how the structure might work and who the parties might be. But we'll let you know when that's the case.
In a moment, Cirrus CEO Brent Wouters comments on that meaningless China rumor. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Piperjet.
Piper Match.
Global expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/Piper Aircraft.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher-performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. I'm Paul Plack, replaying you portions of last summer's interview conducted by ANN's Jim Campbell with Cirrus Aircraft CEO Brent Wouters. Jim talked about what at the time he called the rumor of the week and bluntly asked, is Cirrus going to China? If you've ever waited up for your teenager and caught him coming in the back door at 2 a.m. and asked for an explanation, or if you're just a fan of the art of tap, here's the two-minute response to the question.
Well, I don't know what people think they mean by going to China, but I'll tell you, I've been to China twice this year because we're trying to sell airplanes in China. So are we trying to sell airplanes in China? Absolutely. Is there some notion that we're moving to China? That's absurd. I've said many times, our costs in Minnesota are the ethic of our workforce, the capabilities could not be better. You cannot save money by putting our factory in China. You can't. And I know that for a fact because we've looked at different environments, particularly Europe, South America, and to a degree Asia, and you can't save money going those routes. And so it doesn't save us money. There's no point to go there. We are, I chuckled when you brought up the rumor, because it really does turn out to be rumor of the week. The funny part about it is I've heard it several different ways over the last, I don't know how many months, maybe it's been a year. The Chinese are going to buy Cirrus, or we're going to move there, or whatever the case may be. Look, we're out raising capital. We're trying to raise capital to do the jet at a faster pace. When you're out and you're talking to people that have capital, by the way, you know, most of those are not from China. Of course, there's lots of capital in China, but we're talking to a lot of different people. I suspect that's, you know, some of the rumor comes from we're having discussions from a variety of different people, and people get confused about which country it is or where someone is. But, you know, I chuckled. There's always a rumor that the Chinese are buying every company, and they tend to perpetuate those rumors by telling people they're buying every company, and it's a meaningless kind of meaningless rumor. We're out trying to raise capital to get the jet done. That's our focus, and frankly, we're making very good progress on that. And we're in a position where I think we're going to have a tranche of capital that's very clearly available and be able to do the next set of things that we need to do on the jet, and we're making progress.
Brent Wouters is the CEO of Cirrus Aircraft. The new Chinese owners of the company say they plan no changes in that regard. Find out more about the company at cirrusaircraft.com. Jim Campbell is the founder, CEO, and editor-in-chief of ANN. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.